sucks. Life is good.
What up, guys? And welcome to Mark's Life is Good. And this is a new video or a new podcast. Depends on how you perceive the medium. And this will be a video regarding your addiction, your porn addiction. But you can also spread this on every other addiction, okay? In this video, I want to give you a great advice, in my opinion, on how to quit your addiction. This is something that helped me a lot, helped me very much to realize. Because this is a concept I discovered maybe 1 or 2 years ago, but a concept I perceived immensely in the past few weeks, or I looked out for information very much. Okay, so follow me on this one. And this is about the shadow. This is about the shadow, a concept developed by Carl Gustav Jung and Auguste Comte, I guess it was. So stay with me on this one. The thing is this. If you go through interactions on your daily basis, you have different masks you wear, okay? You have different masks you wear, and those masks create a persona. And this is where the word person stems from, okay? So you have different masks you wear throughout the day and different shit you do. But some people are attached to only one persona, only one mask. So they neglect different masks, different aspects of their personality. Yeah. You can also view it like this. You walk through the streets, or you walk through your day, and you have a shadow. You have the shadow behind you, okay? And everything you neglect, everything you could do, but you don't do, because you say, no, I'm not allowed to do, and I don't allow myself to do this, you put behind you in your shadow. And you constantly feed your shadow. If you don't do the stuff you want to do, basically, okay? Because, and I wanna explain this more, so maybe you understand myself more. And I hope I explain this concept of the shadow in the right way. But this is how I took it. I was always a nice guy. Yeah, I raised myself to be the nice guy, and I taught myself to stay positive all the time, constantly. I told myself it's all about positivity. It's all about, hey, we're all good, we're all happy, we're all positive. Just look out for the positive things in life and life will be good. But life fucked me up. Life really fucked me up, okay? But I always lied to myself. I had only this one mask to wear. And even when I was feeling like this, I put on a different mask. And this led to a path of misery. I was addicted. I wasn't honest to myself and to other people. And I was fucking my life up, okay? So I had to realize I did something horribly wrong. But again, let me tell you something more. So I lived a life, and I was addicted to watching YouTube videos all the time. I was addicted to cigarettes at one point in my life. I was addicted to porn. I had toxic relationships. I cheated on women. But I also got cheated on. And this is just a way for compensating the pain, I guess. All this bullshit stuff. And I wasn't really happy with myself. Because, like I said, I didn't allow myself to wear or to put on a different mask or to discover different aspects of my personality, different aspects of my character, and to incorporate it into my personality. And this is now the advice I want to give to you finally, and how to conquer your addictions. This is just an idea, because now here in this place, I'm sitting here, yeah, I'm a strong, motivated, focused guy. I stopped all of my addictions. I stopped smoking cigarettes. I stopped watching YouTube video after YouTube video. I stopped watching porn. I'm taking way more responsibility for my actions right now, and I try to build a better life for myself. Because I realized I have to step out of the victim zone, of the victim mentality, and I have to take action. And this probably happened too because I laid off porn, I gave up the porn addiction. But like I said, the first step, or maybe the second, I don't know which step it was, but I had to realize that something was going horribly wrong. And I had to ask myself, okay, what are you doing here? What are you doing? And I did this subconsciously, and I'm just realizing it now. What are you doing here? You're always portraying a person that feels good, kind of like in the Joker movie. And even when life is fucking you up, and even when other people are fucking you up, you're in a good mood. And this is something you don't have to do. Don't do the shit. Okay, this is the advice to all the nice guys out there. If you're a nice guy and you're watching this video, don't do the shit. What I want to tell you in this video, and my final advice to you, is this: if you have an impulse in yourself, if you have an idea of what to do inside yourself, just do it. Just do it. That's the task of us men. That's what we men are born to do. We men are born to be ourselves and to live with the consequences, whether it be good or bad consequences. We are here to do what we want to do and to live with the consequences. So, for example, if somebody is fucking you up, if you are in a bad relationship, it's your right to break up or to tell the person to behave or act in a different way. It's your right. You're not here to tell yourself, well, I have to stay with the person. I have to stay with the one. I have to stay with my soulmate. No. No. And I don't say, don't hit the person. Don't be like the Joker and shoot the person in the head. No. But express yourself. Take action and tell the person, what the fuck are you doing? What is this shit about? Speak your opinion. If somebody is bad to you, don't be that guy like, no, I have to stay happy. I have to act like everything is okay. No. Listen to yourself. Listen what your body is telling you, what your intuition is telling you. Don't rationalize it. Don't be like me. Oh, it's all good. No, just push it away, because that fucks you up. First of all, this needs energy to take care of that impulse and to push it away. And second of all, it feeds your shadow. It feeds your shadow, which will lead to a complex or to an addiction or whatever bullshit or cheating or different shit. Yeah. Just stay true and honest and authentic all the time. And try that shit. Listen, try that shit. Walk through the streets. Do your daily business and do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Speak your opinion and see how much self-confidence you're going to gain by doing this. Honestly, it's not going to be easy. Yeah, sometimes people will look at you and be like, what are you doing? especially friends, long year friends, would look at you and be like, what are you doing? And this is something I experienced for myself. Friends, persons I was friends with for long years, which only knew this one mask of me, are now coming to me like, what are you talking about? How are you behaving? Who are you? Because they never saw this side of me. Never. But actually, I don't give a fuck anymore. I realized I only had this one mask, but there are like hundreds of different masks. And I can all use them as long as I'm happy with it. As long as it's my decision, as long as I'm confident with that decision, it's okay. Not everybody has to like me, even if that means giving up long year relationships, friendships. I don't give a fuck anymore because it's about me. So to end this video, finally, to release you, stop feeding your shadow. Stop pushing things away, pushing feelings away. Stop that shit. Be yourself. Be honest to yourself. And therefore be honest to others. And like I said, if somebody's fucking you up, show them. Show them the boundaries you have for yourself. I guess this is a good ending. And if you need to fuck somebody up, do it! Done.